Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, the Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. All this month, ladies and gentlemen, we have been studying black history. We've been studying black history, and we want to continue to look at black history, since this is Black History Month. If you're listening to this for the first time, you know this is the month of February. If you're listening to it the second time, this may be a rebroadcast, and it may not be in the month of February, but still, the subject is still relevant. We are wanting to ask the question today about Black history. Is Black History Month even necessary? Is Black History Month, is it even necessary? There's a program called The Scream, and it comes on television, and I want you to listen to what they had to say. So get close to your radio and listen.
Hi, I'm Lisa Fletcher, and you're in The Stream. Today, every February, the U.S. celebrates African American heritage during what is known as Black History Month. But is it still necessary? As always, our digital producer, Malika Bilal, is here bringing in your comments and questions. Malika, celebrating African American history in the month of February has been a tradition since 1976, but it seems that not everyone, at least now, is in favor of Black History Month, and in fact, a lot of our community members are saying it actually trivializes and marginalizes the role of blacks in America today.
Exactly. What I'm seeing recently online is that people are saying that the History Month should remain, but Black history itself, the approach should change in the way that it's taught. Now, of course, we want to hear from all of you. What does Black History Month mean to you? Tweet us your answers using the hashtags MyBlackHistory and AJStream.
Well, to Malika's right is Mark Anthony Neal, professor of Black popular culture at Duke University. Mark, thanks for being here.
How you doing?
Great. We're glad to have you. Of course, there are a lot of ways that you can be in the stream. One option is to go to stream.aljazeera.com and record a video comment. You can see it there on the right-hand side of the page with that red record button. In three easy steps, you can click it and send us your questions, comments, or even record an I'm in the Stream video just like this one.
Hi, my name is Evan Scher, and I am co-founder of Paying for NASA and creator of the We Stop Dreaming video series, and I am in the stream.
All right, every February, the United States celebrates African American heritage during what is known as Black History Month. And over the next 4 weeks, the stream is going to highlight and reflect on various aspects of black culture and life in the U.S. Today, we begin with the month itself and how not everyone within the African American community is in favor of it. Now, the idea began back in 1926 when historian Carter Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History declared the second week of February as Negro History Week because it contains the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln, obviously two figures very key in the fight against slavery. And although Woodson established the week to raise awareness about the contributions of African Americans to American history, he also said he hoped one day when true equality was achieved, the week wouldn't be necessary. However, in 1976, 50 years later, the week was expanded to a month. Today, Black History Month continues to tell the African American story and highlight important contributions, But some within the black community feel the idea of a dedicated month for African American history actually belittles their story and separates it from American history. So is Black History Month supporting or trivializing African American contributions? To help us answer these questions, we're also joined via Skype by filmmaker Shukri Hassan Tillman. He produced and directed a documentary titled More Than a Month, where he goes on this cross-country campaign to end Black History Month. In our Google Plus Hangout, we have Kai Wright, editorial director at Color Lines, Akilah Hughes, a blogger who put together a popular YouTube titled Why I Hate Black History Month, Keir Bristol, a blogger who wrote a piece titled Why Isn't There a White History Month, and Jamel Bowie, staff writer for American Prospect. Thanks to all of you guys for being here. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And before we get started in our discussion, I want to share something else with you. The Stream team went to the National Mall on the first day of Black History Month, and we talked to the people who were there. So we wanted to give you guys a sense of what some of them had to say.
To have simply one month sort of perhaps trivializes Black history, and people tend to want to like sort of confine Black history or learning about Black history to one month of the year.
I am not American. I'm from Jamaica. And in my country, every February, every year, you see it on TV, you see it as commercials, you see movies. And when I moved here, I really didn't see much of that on television, only on the black television companies.
It was definitely important growing up in elementary school and junior high school to get an understanding of the role black people played in American history, and especially with the civil rights movement. So I definitely think Black History Month is important in that respect, yeah.
I like Black History Month. It's a month that we learn about our forefathers and what they've done in history, the things they invented, poetry, music, all types of stuff like that. However, I'm moving more towards lines of just not just making a Black History Month, but actually turning it into an everyday thing.
So, Mark, I want to start with you. Is the original purpose of Black History Month still relevant today?
I think absolutely. One of the things that's really interesting about Carter G. Woodson, when he founds Negro History Week, I mean, he's overwhelmed by how much excitement that it generates among folks who to have this opportunity. When I entered college in 1983, 30 years ago, I was oblivious to Black history, right? It was only because of Black History Month events. And as I talk about on my blog, it actually in me generated a love of living a life of the mind, because I was able to have this one-on-one contact with many of these great icons that I'd only read about, in books and so in documentaries. Going forward to 2013, when you think about Carter G. Woodson, this idea that, if in a perfect world, we're seeing African American stories, black stories, resonate in mainstream popular culture. If we saw those stories resonate in national public news, right? If we saw those stories resonate in the curricula that gets taught in American college, universities, public schools, then of course there wouldn't be a reason for Black History Month. But that's not the case. What we still see is on college campuses, for instance, that black studies, even at elite institutions, is largely marginalized within those spaces. We still have public school systems in which they're has to be a real significant push to get a curriculum that reflects the population in many of these schools. And the idea that it self-segregates for me doesn't work also. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, for instance, every December, right? And good Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus year long. Doesn't mean that just because we do that, we should get rid of the Christmas celebration. There is some value to specifically focusing on the African-American experience and the role that they played in American history during February.
But Shukri, is there a danger in having something called Black History Month and that it separates black history from American history and almost continues to resegregate a population?
Well, I'll put it this way. I think that I agree with a lot of what the gentleman just said before. I think that Black History Month in and of itself is fine. I mean, Black History Month in a vacuum is fine. What's the problem with having a special time where you celebrate the stories of a particular group? Nothing's wrong with that. But to the idea that I think we have to be vigilant in making sure that Black History Month it does not preclude that vision of the future that the man mentioned. In schools, for example, and I'll just take K through eighth grade, let's say, Black History Month, and we know this even anecdotally, is typically the time that the only time that a lot of students get outside from the slavery chapter in the Civil War unit that students get an opportunity to really learn about the African-American experience. I don't know that that is such a good thing. And the real question is, would not having a Black History Month sort of lead to a fight for a better situation in terms of how African-American history is perceived?
Well, I want to take that and go to our Google Hangout where Akilah Hughes is speaking to us. She's a blogger. Akilah, before I pose a question to you, we got this on Google Plus from Abigail. She says, the true history about my people will never be told by mainstream media, schools, or local churches. The American motto is never admit failure and never concede defeat. Akilah, of course, you had a YouTube video called Why I Dislike Black History Month. Can you explain that?
I guess my issue with Black History Month is, and I'll preface by saying it's not everybody's experience, is that it is very separate. Where I grew up, I was one of the only Black kids in classes, so I was seen as not only like the token child who has to know everything, and if there's a question about Black history and the teacher's not educated, they throw it to me. But I think that she's right. There's not, there is kind of a hiding of our actual culture, and that's why they only discuss 5 to 8 significant, I guess you could say, Black figures in history, rather than talking about, you know, things that are greater, things that are still relevant even today, like stereotypes or Blacks in the media. And I've just found that that's been my real issue with it.
Mark, who is Black History Month for?
I think in the best case scenario is for every American. It's an opportunity for African Americans to reflect upon and actually learn about their own heritage, as is still the case. But it's also an opportunity for the American public to understand the contribution. I mean, that was what Carter G. Woodson was talking about. Let's understand what these contributions are, and not to do it in a kind of surface and symbolic way. I think one of the things that's really problematic, that I agree with Sugary in terms of how Black History Month is practiced these days, it's practiced in a way in which you're forced to remember, but you're also forced to forget very easily. Right? It's not done in a way in which it stays with you, in which we're having substantive conversations about the Black experience here in the United States and the Americas in general.
It's sort of out of context. These key figures, but never placed in the broader
context. And there's always
context.
This idea that we don't want white folks to feel guilty, you know, when talking about what exactly this history is. But it is American history, right? And if we're actually going to grapple with race relations in America, we have to have these kind of difficult conversations. And Black History Month is an opportunity, as good an opportunity as any, to really have those conversations.
But Shukri, why do we have to have a month to legitimately integrate true Black history into American history? Why?
Well, this is my whole thing. I don't think we do. I don't think that that's the gateway to that reality. I don't think you enter that reality through Black History Month. I think the two things are completely separate. I'll give you an example. I mean, Carter G. Woodson, yes, he created Negro History Week and virtually created the field of African-American historical scholarship. But he also, in schools, for example, he also had a textbook, The Negro in Our History, and was used in many, back when schools were segregated, was used in many Black schools as the primary U.S. historical textbook, or at least as a companion to the primary U.S. historical textbook. And he saw Negro History Week, and later which became Black History Month, as the culmination of ideas that were learned throughout the year, so as not to confuse or perpetuate a perception that this was somehow different history, that there is no American history without the experience of the African American.
Right. And it's interesting that you mentioned curriculum. We got a tweet here from Gabriella. She says, incorporating Black history and the history of Native peoples in standard school curriculum is the only way to move towards real progress. Now, there's a question in our Google Plus Hangout from Kai Wright, who's the editorial director at colorlines.com. Kai, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm less concerned about the presentation of Black History Month, whether it's a month, a week, a year, as the content. You know, I mean, it's as we've discussed, been understood as an opportunity to celebrate and acknowledge the contributions that Black people made to American history. That's fine. But American history in general is deeply sanitized, and one of the great ways it's sanitized is removing not just Black people, but racism from it. And so too often, Black History Month, the content is, oh, let's remember Martin Luther King as a symbol of victory over racism, rather than as a slain radical who was killed to prevent a movement to equalize America. Let's remember slavery as a thing of the past, rather than as the foundation for the economy and the society that we have today. And so it's very difficult for us as a culture and as a society to move forward past the racial inequality that has defined us throughout our history, because we have not had an honest conversation, not about Black history, but about American history and the racial injustice that's at its core. And so I would love to see Black history more often be a conversation about that. And if it's a week, a month, a day, I'll take what we can get. Because we don't do it at all at this point.
Shikra, you know, in your documentary, you visited the Carter Woodson Library to find out more about Woodson's work and his views on racial equality. I want to take a listen to a clip from the documentary.
Here amongst Woodson and his body of work, it hits me. Having a history month is a way to be recognized. To not need a history month to accomplish this, that's a representation of true equality. Woodson recognized this, and now so do I. This is the something deeper I've been searching for. This journey isn't about Black History Month at all. It's about the nature of power and equality. It's a deeper problem of which history months are a mere symptom.
I love that quote. It is so powerful. Having a history month is a way to be recognized, to not need a history month to accomplish this. That's a representation of true equality. So we're 87 years after the first celebration, Shukri. Are we close to a time when a dedicated month is not necessary? When you talk about that nature of power and equality, are we getting closer to that?
That's a tough question. I hope so. But to be honest with you, I don't know. And I think that's the sort of the crux of the documentary and where I came to. The biggest reason that people say they don't want to get rid of Black History Month is because, and I'm simplifying, because if they do, there would be nothing there. We wouldn't hear stories of African Americans throughout our society and education. And I say that that's the biggest reason to get rid of it. Because if that's true, then that fight to make sure that that doesn't exist, that that situation is not, in fact, what happens, is a worthy endeavor for us as Americans to undertake.
You agree with that, Professor Neal?
Absolutely. I think it's a both and battle. I don't think it's an either or discussion. I think we can maintain Black History Month and its value at this point in time, at the same time pushing back to make sure that our curricula, for instance, in schools represent the broad diversity that is this country.
Well, here on the Google Plus Hangout, here, of course, is a 22-year-old writer in New Jersey. I want to post two tweets to you from our community. Of course, this is a global community, and some people are asking, why isn't there a White History Month? We also got this Facebook comment from Peter Yang. He says, not to downplay Black History Month, but when will there be a White History Month? And why isn't there a Brown History or a Yellow History Month? Here, of course, that you wrote a blog post and you said there isn't a White History Month because every month is White History Month. Care to elaborate?
Well, I think the fact that we have a Black History Month to begin with is proof that the fact that Black History Month is put in towards Black history is put in another category. It's put in the category considered other. Therefore, the default would be White History Month. Ideally, I think that history of all people of all races would be incorporated in world history and in American history. But until that happens, basically the way Shikri was saying before, I'm hesitant of the idea of getting rid of Black History Month, because then I'm afraid that will not be taught at all.
Mark, well, isn't there a danger, though, in identifying first as Black? Can't that be limiting? Because it almost sets things up like a surprise, like, oh, he's a Black astrophysicist. Oh, it's a Black president. Like, there needs to be some surprise associated with this versus he's a brilliant astrophysicist named Neil deGrasse Tyson, or he's a brilliant man named Barack Obama.
Well, one quick thing before I even answer that. For the record, there is a Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah.
Yes, there, there is.
There's a Women's History Month.
There
you know,
is.
So there are the there groups is. Who do have months
there's
to
Jewish
to
History
reflect.
Month.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Just none as controversial as Black History Month. I think that's always a challenge, right? You mm-hmm. know, I'm a professor at Duke University, quote-unquote elite institution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I a Duke professor or am I a Black Duke professor, right?
How is do you prefer to be identified unique? When people are talking about you?
I'm a professor of Black Popular Culture in the Department of African American Studies at Duke. And I have Black and white colleagues. I don't want to dismiss the fact that I'm Black because it's not like there are 100 million Black PhDs walking around this country, right? There's been a significant struggle,
yeah.
right, in terms of generating Blacks who go into various fields, right? When you mention Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's an actual physicist.
Mm-hmm.
We literally could probably count, you know, on a few hands a number of Black PhDs in astrophysicism and physics in this
right.
country.
And you can literally count on one hand how many there are of any color at his caliber.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, I mean, that's, and it's the ongoing tension,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, we'd want to be in a post-race society,
right.
right? That's what we desire, where we don't have to be acknowledged in this way, but we don't live in a post-race society. And we clearly don't live in a post-racist mm-hmm. society, right? Which is a more difficult conversation to have.
Well, I'd like to get the thoughts of Jamel in our Google Plus Hangout. Jamel Bowie is a staff writer at the American Prospect. Jamel, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm generally inclined to think that because we have this huge range of racial inequalities, that something like a Black History Month is absolutely necessary. I'm with Kaya. I would like to see less of a focus on particular important figures in Black history and more of a month that sort of really investigates and discusses racism in American life. I'm a firm believer that our public policy debates concerns would be more greatly, would be better illuminated if more people had a better understanding of the extent to which longstanding racial inequalities permeate every sort of facet of American life. And Black History Month seems like a great avenue for discussing those.
Well, and on the issue of racial inequality, we actually asked people about whether they think we live in a post-racial society. Same thing, the Stream Team was at the National Mall during the beginning of Black History Month. And we asked people if they thought we'd reached this stage here. And here are some of the responses.
I hesitate to say that we live in a post-racial world or even countries. Even today, as a Black male in America, I'm aware of certain subtleties that speak to racial inequality. So I know otherwise.
We do need to have this month because when you look at African American people, we've been the most oppressed individuals that have been in this society. You know, we're underemployed, we're undereducated, and we just don't get the same opportunities that other people get.
I don't think that we live in a post-racial society, but I do think that it's getting better, and I think that having a month dedicated to it is really important.
Mark, the first gentleman we heard from, he said that he's aware of certain subtleties. Is racism more about subtleties now than it may have been 50
absolutely.
Or 60 years ago?
I mean, the blatant kind of racist commentary, particularly from powerful figures, is out of vogue now. What we're talking about is how racism functions in an institutional context, right, in ways that aren't as blatant and obvious to us. You know, what does racism look like in a quote-unquote post-racial society in which so much of the onus and the pressure is on those folks who are, in fact, marginalized and oppressed to explain why they feel that way, what exactly they see, right? It's not as open and blatant as it has been in the past. And, you know, one of the things I think is important about thinking about Black History Month in this context, and this is something that both Kai and Jamel brought up about the content of Black History Month, you know, Black History Month is also a primary time for corporate America to sell wares. You know, the publishing industry, how many Black books literally get held on to only get published during February, during Black History Month, is if Black folks don't read, you know, during other months of the year. And even if we have wonderful opportunities to have these conversations on Al Jazeera, right, think about so many of the other networks who will choose this time to really have, you know, insipid conversations about race and racism and American society only in February.
We're going to pause this discussion, and a quick thanks to all of our guests, but nobody's going anywhere, so go to streamed.aljazeera.com where we're going to continue this in our online post show. But before we do that, Malika's just got a couple other leads we're following.
Indian, which is really close to the Maracanã state.
She spent a night with a man. Menegay, she called her actions thoughtless and immature and pleaded with the
4 million desperate for humanitarian assistance, we ask, where is all that international aid money really going? Send us your thoughts and your questions on that. And until then, we'll see you online.
All right, that's it for the day. That was Scream. They was looking at Black History Month. Do we still need a Black History Month? All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.
Cause if you let